Let us be attentive.
Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, God has exhibited us as apostles as last of all, like men sentenced to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. You are weak, we are weak, but you are strong. You are held in honor, but we in disrepute. To the present hour we hunger and thirst. We are ill-clad and buffeted and homeless, and we labor, working with our own hands. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we try to conciliate. We have become and are now as the refuse of the world, the offscouring of all things. I do not write this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, a man came up to him, and kneeling before him said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him. And Jesus answered, O faithless and perverse generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move hence to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind never comes out except by prayer and fasting. As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When Paul and Barnabas, the apostles, arrived in the city of Thessalonica, one of the residents there said, "Look, those who are turning the world upside down are among us." That was a very astute observation, because the apostolic message was nothing short of the world and its values must be turned upside down. All values must be transvalued. Now take the earthly, secular value known as self-esteem. Now, self-esteem in and of itself is worthwhile, because after all, we are all children of God, and we shouldn't be weighed down by sense of guilt or worthlessness. But the problem is that self-esteem has many counterfeits. There's pride. There's self-righteousness. It never occurs to us that we might be wrong. There's all forms of self-promotion, greed, the sense of entitlement, I want, I need, I gotta have, I, me, mine. There are many counterfeits. And with social media, there's even the desire now to market oneself like a product or a commodity. You're sitting in a Caribou coffee shop with your computer and you're telling the world through your avatar how great you art. There are many counterfeits to self-esteem, or what the scriptures call confidence in the flesh. Now, Paul understood this very well. He had his own very brilliant CV. But when his world was turned upside down, he told the Philippians as follows. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised on the eighth day, the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. When things were gained, what things were gained to me, he said, these I've counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. All his values turned to rubbish. For you see, he no longer had confidence in the flesh, but Christ confidence. He no longer had self-esteem, he had Christ esteem. And when he went before the Corinthians, as we see today in the epistle, he went through many trials, and yet, because of his desire to know Christ, to have Christ esteem, He said, and I repeat, to the present hour we both hunger and thirst and are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless, but being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made, here it is again, the filth of the world, the offscouring, the trash of all things in the world. And yet we bless, and we praise, and we glorify. That's Christ esteem. So how are we going to cultivate this Christ esteem? How are we going to reach the point where, as John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that he may increase? Well, I don't think we have to go to the extremes of the sufferings of the apostles. In fact, it's probably better that we see these things as simple and doable. Christ esteem is available to all of us each and every day of our lives. And to cultivate Christ esteem, one very good place to look, I would recommend, is to a series of sayings known as the 55 Maxims. They were compiled by the late Father Thomas Hopko near the end of his life. And though he had a brilliant CV, he counted it all rubbish for the sake of knowing Christ Jesus our Lord. And he listed some very simple ways in which we might cultivate Christ's esteem. I'll read a few of them. Be an ordinary person, one of the human race. Be simple, hidden, quiet, and small. Never bring attention to yourself and listen when people talk. Flee imagination, fantasy, analysis, trying to figure things out. And don't try to convince anyone of anything. Don't complain, grumble, murmur, or whine. Don't seek pity or praise, but do be merciful to yourself and others. And when you fall, get up immediately and start again. Don't compare yourself to others, but be defined and bound by God alone. Focus on God and light, not on sin and darkness. Pray as you can, not as you think you must. Practice silence. Attend the services of the church. Read the scriptures. And above all, always be with Christ. Simple, yet challenging. Such as Christ esteem rather than self-esteem. If we can cultivate these habits, we too can know the glory of the resurrected Jesus Christ and be with him always in his light and in his hope and in his love. And may Christ our true God increase as we in our egos decrease. And may his name be esteemed and glorified together with his eternal Father and his all holy good and life-giving spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise.